How is the coming millennium being used to get everybody, to mobilize people? I hear a lot of people talking about the millennium as though in this kind of Alvin Toffler-like way, yeah. You know, where they're predicting what's going to happen as a result of technology and as a result of media. And who's behind this and what are they really trying to accomplish?
Well, why it's so easy for me to be behind this and evoke it is that I know certain effects are going to come from the holopathic interplay of mixed corporate media today. And I know that there's going to be a general global revulsion against technology in general. And therefore, a great nostalgia for the first nature, not the second nature, which is our own man-made environment. The first nature is what Prince Charles is all about, ecology, saving the planet, saving the insects, saving the trees, saving the seas. He's not aware of the problem of interrelating the new nature, the second nature. That requires great ecological skill, how to relate the second nature back to the first. So since this is this environment is too overwhelming for people, they just resort to what we call at the church, the anthropomorphic scale, the human scale, the retrieval of human scale. So you're going to see for the next 50 years the hoiking up of human scale, the human form as you and I look like. But that is not our real human form. Our human form is we are wearing all these media environments, mm-hmm. which are hard to see and visualize. You can only see the effects of them. So we will hoik up the what's traditionally known as the human image as the be-all and end-all, which will probably make a great nostalgia for ancient human forms of government, monarchies, and maybe even before that, the native Indian form of government, the mm-hmm. very tribal sharing form mm-hmm. of government. And that's part of the reason why the native Canadians are riding on a preference that's created by the mixed corporate media reality so that the federal government is going to give them some land. But the problem for the natives is that they're going to get the land, but the land is obsolete compared to the mixed corporate media environments. As a matter of fact, as revolting as it may seem to them, and it's hard for them to stop the drift that they can take advantage of now, probably the whole effort to make, to renew recognition of native rights and create their own little local cultural zones was the greatest disservice they could make and have put upon them in dealing with the 21st century. But on the mixed corporate media level of Bob's Media Ecology, of content control, the second level, they will be celebrated in a losing struggle. But the image of the Indians, the image of this human-scale tribalism, the Amazon image, the old forms of natural ESP, these will be celebrated in under the guise of eco-fascism for the next two generations at least. Mm-hmm. So that is the coming image, which is already here. Mm-hmm. But it will be an image that will be playing catch-up to the real dynamic, which is going on, which is the holopathic retrievals. So humanity in general screwed up three-quarters of its past and is going to screw up three-quarters of its future. Unless you help spread the word and we make a real breakthrough and have people understand by hearing the word of Bob what's happening.
Who's making the holograms?
On the first level, the formal controlling of the sensory typology is being done by investment by my solar bankers.
The former controlling of the sensory typology.
The formal.
Okay.
Formal. The first level.
Right.
It's being controlled by the World Bank and the IMF banker, who are branch plan of the solar bankers, where you invest through visual space of money in certain inventions, certain new environments on a controlled scale, having studied the effects of them first and how they're going to affect all the different cultures. That is the, what was the question?
Who's making the holograms? I mean,
yeah,
are there actually people in labs
level.
Doing this? I mean,
yes. And that is the first level of formal ecology. That's the formal level. And then the advertising level, that can be done by human pink greed. They will continue under the pressure of living in this situation. They will continue to manufacture new holograms for media content. The third level of the assassinations and control of interrelations with the aliens will be done by my associates who work on the what we call moral level of programming certain controls among the bankers. Certain bankers get out of hands, you have to off them, all right? And that's the hologram level there. The fourth level, the collective ESP, and your question is, since this is a long answer, where are the holograms coming from? And is the slack point that I operate from is that I can see the effects of all this, and the holograms are generated by the interaction of the first three. So it's not a hard job from my perspective. But most people can't handle so much perpetual motion. Gurdjieff talked about the deep need in man is to have perpetual motion mm-hmm. or slack. Most people can't handle that. If the idea of perpetual motion goes on endlessly, they get paranoid of unstoppability. So the real sub-genius learns how to do and deal with unstoppability. And because I've mastered that, then I can handle all four levels of media ecology, because I can handle the allowance of many things to happen and not panicking within. Because if the panic and interplay, like raise up the acoustic sensory profile if you panic, or lower the visual, if you panic and do that wrong, then you screw up the whole evolution that's been happening.